The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. You are listening to the Thunderbolt on KAOS 89.3 FM Olympia, where we are proud to announce that we will be airing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth every single week. All right. Normally, I have a new show for the first week of each month, much less the first week of the year, but due to the fact that I worked a full-time job through the holiday season, my production schedule is well and royally screwed, and you're going to have to wait until the January 17th show to hear the latest. But meanwhile, I have a show that aired on January 20th, 2017, literally the same time that Donald Trump was being inaugurated as president. Enjoy. It is January 20th, 2017, meaning that this week, the Thunderbolt happens to be striking on Inauguration Day. Yes, kids. Today, a Nazi clown and his army of Wall Street shysters, militarists, misogynists, religious fanatics, and climate deniers, not to mention white supremacists, are taking the reins of power. Rex Tillerson, for Secretary of State. Jeff Sessions, for Attorney General. Mad Dog Mattis, for Secretary of Defense. Now, rocking with Anarchy. Don't freak out. Rick Frigging Perry to head the Department of Energy. Don't freak out. Ben Frigging Carson for Secretary of HUD. Betsy Frigging DeVos for Secretary of Education.
Do not freak out.
Actually, maybe you should freak out.
That's great!
Somebody help me!
Shut up!
Welcome to Slime City.
I suspect that we are about to be inundated by a tsunami of shite that is about to strike a truly monumental fan.
Good evening.
And I suspect that it is time.
This is your captain.
For everyone to either put up.
We are about to attempt a crash landing.
Or to shut up.
Please extinguish all cigarettes. Place your tray tables in their upright lock position. Captain says, put your head on your knees. Captain says, put your head in your hands. Captain says, put your hands on your head, put your hands on your hips. This is your captain.
For one thing,
we are going down. We are all going down.
If we don't fix this now,
and I said,
then you will continue
someday
to be subjected to my torturous metaphors.
And this is the record of the time. This is the time.
crisis approacheth, and soon it will be time to either defecate or get off the pot. See, what did I tell you about my metaphors?
This is your captain again. You know, I've got this funny feeling I've seen this all before. Why? Because I'm a caveman. Why? Because I've got eyes in the back of my head. Why? It's the heat. Stand by. This is the time. And this is the record of the time. This is the time. And this is the record of the time.
According to St. Pete for Peace, if you can get 3%
your hands
of any given population,
your eyes
out onto the streets at any given time,
jump out of the plane,
then you own that place.
There is no
there are a little over 320 million Americans. That means all that we need to do is to get about 9.6 million of us to all stand up together and all at once just say no. So everyone is freaking out about the current political situation. Well, I say it's about damn time. Yes, the rump has barely started, and already he is affirming my prognostication that he is going to be even worse than everyone was already expecting him to be. The rump's people are already compiling an enemies list in the Department of Energy, consisting of anyone that ever had so much as a warm, fuzzy feeling for climate change. And they are almost surely doing this with a massive purge of said Department of Energy in mind. Everyone is also freaking out about the rump nominating the CEO of ExxonMobil to be the Secretary of State. But ExxonMobil has been in charge of American foreign policy since the 1930s anyway. So why not just cut out the middleman and put Exxon directly in charge? And get this. People are not freaking out because this guy is the head of the one organization that is more responsible than any other for leading humanity over the cliff. This in addition to simply being one of the most evil entities in human history. People are freaking out because this guy is a friend of Vladimir Putin. I shite you not. In an addition, ba-da-ba-da. The Rump wants to place a white supremacist in charge of the Department of Justice. Ba-da-ba-da. And he wants to put a Bundy sympathizer in charge of the Department of Interior. Ba-da-ba-da. So with these appointments, the Rump is doing the equivalent of putting a child rapist in charge of the orphanage, an arsonist in charge of the fire department, an animal torturer in charge of the dog pound, or putting Sarah Palin in charge of anything more influential than a TV remote control. And all of this means that everyone will soon be freaking out even more. It's about time. I would suggest that Americans needed a good, healthy freak out. During the 8 years that the left was hypnotized by the Obamas, the police state continued unhindered. The wars and the war crimes continued. Wall Street's looting of our treasury continued. The President of the United States, who is a constitutional scholar, just to make the irony more complete, not only claimed that he could legally execute Americans without a trial, but he subsequently did so several times. And he was not only not impeached, but he did not even suffer all that much political blowback. Evidently, liberals feel that the police states and war crimes and running everything for the benefit of the 1% is acceptable as long as a charismatic Democrat is doing it. These things are evidently only bad when George Bush or the Rump do them. Now, I have spent the vast majority of my adult life traveling the highways, byways, and college towns of North America. And I've seen firsthand the unique brand of normalized insanity that permeates our American bubble world outside of Olympia. And I think that a lot of people are finally opening their eyes to the fact that the inmates have been running their asylum and that their deadly brand of lunacy is contagious. And now it is time to shelve the rubbing alcohol and down a dose of Geritol, because the toothless old grandpa himself is here to take us away. Hey, Grandpa. So, we have not heard from you since last year. Yes, I found me a 20-year-old hottie, and we disappeared to an undisclosed location, and Had us a good time.
Well, Grandpa, you sly old dog, you.
Yes, I figure I am going to hang out on this world until I'm around 108 years old. Maybe 109, depending on how things is going. And then when I do go, I plan to die from a heart attack induced by having sexual relations with a 20-year-old woman. Just sort of start building up towards rapture. And then when I get there, just keep on a-going.
Well, yes, if you've got to go, I can definitely think of worse ways. Though I'm thinking the lady might find that a little upsetting. But that means we're going to have you around for a while longer to bestow your wisdom upon us. And that is a good thing. So what do you have for us this week, Grandpa?
Well, let me tell you all about it. You recently referred to the Republican Party as a herd of dying dinosaurs. Since the Republicans just knocked the crap out of the Democrats in the last election, and considering that their new champion is being sworn in as president right now at this very moment, even as I am speaking, this could be taken as evidence of a flawed theory. But I also distinctly remember that you warned us at the time that dangerous predators are the most treacherous when cornered or trapped, and that the Republicans could still do significant damage whilst thrashing about in those death throes. And I am convinced that that is exactly what we are seeing right frigging now.
There's a tardy hearse with a body in the back, and the mourners are standing in the pouring rain. I'll make you a bet, five will get you ten. That boy won't beat that lad on Maine.
Ah! Just as the most corrupt president in American history is about to take office, in a move that has outraged pretty much everyone on the left and the right, the very first act of the newest version of the House of Representatives was to gut the office of congressional ethics.
There's a tardy hearse with a body in the back, and the mortars are standing in the pouring rain. I'll make you a bet, son, I'll get you ten. That boy won't beat that lad all day. There's a cranky priest checking his watch, got a couple more to preach today. And the winner in the street just stamping her feet, shouting things a winner on to say.
I know your folks, your daddy went to school with mine. I seem to recollect he died in 89.
Here it comes, took a ride on fence, running on all the sides. He should behave, it makes you think he might kill more, try to get that body to the grave.
Evidently, the Republicans know full well where their weak spot is. Every time I think that they cannot surprise me anymore, then they do it again. Someone needs to create some kind of Chutzpah of the Year award or something.
He said he didn't care. We could bury him there in the hills with a shovel and a prayer. Tune up all your rusty strings. Let every Christian sing. I'm gonna dance when I go to meet my king. That brought tears to her eyes. She said it wasn't civilized. Man should stick around even when he dies. I'd rather bury you in town and see your body lower down with a wooden marker sticking in the ground.
Honk, honk, honk. Foreign leaders are falling all over themselves, trying to shower money all over the rump in their efforts to purchase influence with him. So I would suggest that ultimately humanity should probably rejoice at the election of the rump.
I would suggest that a President Trump is going to throw a hand grenade right into the middle of the Republican machine, thus further exacerbating its disintegration and thus quickening its ultimate demise.
It's a tardy hearse with a body in the back, and the warders are shouting and cheering him on. A feller could make a tidy haul, that boy don't make it to the lawn. The man in black must be his boss, I bet that there'll be hell to pay. Driver in the hearse with a body in the back won't live to drive another day.
He got a body back across the county line. 10 minutes flat, I wonder if he'll beat that time.
Get your shovels out, dig another hole, we got another one to plant today. For the driver in the hearse with a body in the back, just hit that winner in the way.
After a massive bipartisan outcry, the House Republicans blinked and did not cut the Office of Congressional Ethics after all. At least not yet. Well done, Grandpa.
Imaginos. A bedtime story for the children of the damned. From a dream world paralleling our Earth in time and space, the invisible ones have sent an agent who will dream the dream of history. With limitless power, he becomes the greatest actor of the 19th century. Taking on many disguises, he places himself at pivotal junctures in history, continually altering its course and testing our ability to respond to the challenge of evil. His name is Imaginos.
White supremacy and American exceptionalism saturate our culture. There is not nearly so much of it here in our neighborhood as there is in most other parts of the country, but there is a lot more around here than I suspect that most Olympians suspect. Of American exceptionalism is an extension of the Manifest Destiny doctrine of the 19th century that was used to justify the genocidal slaughter of the indigenous population of North America. Both of these doctrines state that since white people of the United States are the greatest force for good in the world, then they can justify doing things that they don't allow other people to do. Such as conducting genocidal slaughters and launching wars of imperial aggression, for instance. And evidently, the rump is now going to bestow exceptionalism upon his own presidency. He is saying that since we now have such an exceptional president, then this means that he can do things that other presidents could not do. For instance, the rump recently stated, since that he isn't like other presidents, then we don't need so much freedom of the press anymore. Now that should seriously freak you out. I sincerely hope that it does, in fact. In fact, I would say it's about time. It's also about time for a station break. We'll be right back.